just an alibi. You were born with a criminal mind. And the day you make it up, call me right away. Are you selling God or merchandise? Are you working for the man? He's got snipers all around the White House lawns, as washed as your pocket. This is the promised land. And when they taught you, they would always play fair. Yeah, well, you know it's a lie. Who are the ones that will always be there beside you? Hey. If heaven is a mile away,
we're on the other side.
If heaven is a mile, come a bit closer. If heaven is a mile away, we're on the other side. If heaven is a mile away, and we're on the other, we're on the other side.
Inspiration for the song Other Side?
So Other Side, I had this thing that I had written. It was just this broken love, these expressions. And it was like this really long recording that I'd done one day, and I liked the sort of plaintiveness to it. It sounded like a rolling something, like a beat poet or something. It had that, I don't know, I had a beat poet, kind of Ginsberg-y sort of incantation thing where you just keep rolling and somehow, you know, you get to do this long thing. That was kind of where the song started from. And I just wanted it to be sort of a cathartic thing that sort of felt like an unload, honestly, of dealing with just too much information, too much news and input, you know, life in 2017. And it'd just be kind of be this jumbled, cathartic, semi-abstract, but specific sort of thing. That's kind of where the song came from.
You've toured extensively across North America, Latin America, and Europe. You've played lots of festivals, including Vancouver International Jazz Fest, Squamish, and Pemberton. You've sold out the Commodore Ballroom. You've played on a tugboat in Tofino. Recently, you hosted your album release party for A Million Miles at the Vogue. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
So many shows.
A million miles of them.
Yeah, a million miles of shows. Yeah, actually, there's a few shows. These are really random, but some of my favorite moments, just musical things. We played a show in the Florida Keys. Actually, you know what? It's kind of funny, actually. I don't know if you've heard of Jessie Reyes, but she's kind of blowing up right now.
Yeah.
She was on tour with us. Yeah. And we were in the Florida Keys in this little place. I can't remember what the name was. It was like just a classic little cabana spot. It was Blue Lagoon or Lizard. I don't know what it was called. But I had this song that I'd been working on. And we had never really played it live, but it was this long-ass show. Like, I think we played for 4 hours, so we were just playing everything. Had these really repetitive chord changes, and I improvised the lyrics. And we just had a magic moment on stage. Like whatever happened, that thing that you look for as a musician where you just kind of go somewhere else, it had totally happened. One of my favorite moments ever playing live out of all the shows we've done. We were not on drugs, but it felt like it.
You were voted Vancouver's Best Unsigned Band 5 times in Georgia Strait's annual Best of Vancouver poll. You've had well over 1 million streams on Spotify. You've toured all over and you've raised a ton of money for charity, especially through your East Band Summer Jam. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
I don't know if I can pick one thing, but I guess if I had to, honestly, the thing that makes me the most proud is I like that having a band becomes the center of a whole community. It really helps, you know, plays a part in gluing together a community of people. So for my group of friends and family in Vancouver, really served as that. So even though, yeah, I'm totally proud of all the other work we've done and raising money and helping with music schools and with the environmental movement and all that stuff. But yeah, I like how much the band glues together our community here.
I hear you've got some upcoming performances in BC. What can you tell me about those?
Okay, so we're doing a Juno tour. I don't know exactly what that means. But it's called the Juno tour. And yeah, we're playing Victoria, Kelowna, and Vancouver at the end of March, just before the Junos.
Do you have a website we can go to get tickets for those shows?
Oh, yeah. The Boom Boom. That's a good question, actually. We'll at least have a link up. But theboombooms.com or, you know, Facebook, The Boom Booms.
What else is on the horizon for you over the next few months?
Well, right now we're starting to put together a live show. So I've got a bunch of songs I've been writing over the winter. And, you know, we have the album songs that are going to get toured too. So we're just hitting the studio again to get ready for that show. And, you know, we're just going to be working hard on putting together the best show we can. And then touring, we're going across Canada in the end of April and May.
I'm really excited to hear you guys will be touring this summer. I was wondering if the new addition to the family was going to put any cramps in the touring schedule.
No, it's all business. Mom is manager, so... Yeah, and you'll meet the baby. I think we're going to bring her on the road a few times this summer at least.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Noni Song. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, I was really close to my grandma. I grew up next door to her. And she passed in 2009. Like, she had gotten cancer. and it came on really fast. So, but, you know, by the time from getting sick to passing was not very long at all, like a month or two. And then on the day she passed, we all went back to our backyard and got hammered. And we're just grieving. And then I started to write that song, you know, that kind of, that song came to me pretty much like that. Except for the intro part. You're the apple of my eye. I didn't have that. I just had the, oh, how I miss you since you're gone. You smile, Spanish eyes, the way you sing a song. And I wanted to, you know, it sounds like it could be, melodically, it kind of feels like one of those old-time songs that Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin would sing. And, but I could never finish it. It's just one of those songs that just stuck around, and I wrote so many verses for it, but nothing felt quite right. And so we never recorded it or never released it. And it was just one of those songs that kind of stuck around, and from time to time I would take a crack at it. And finally something happened, and I wrote that thing, you're the apple of my eye. And I thought, oh, that's perfect. That's going to go with Noni's song. So we finished it.
It's such a beautiful tribute.
Thanks.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me, mate. Nice talking to you.
You're the apple of my eye, bittersweet reminder of my happiness that died the day we said goodbye. Oh, how I miss you since you're gone. Your smile and Spanish eyes, the way you sing a song. And most of all, the way you dance, the way you gave my heart a chance. Oh, how I miss you since you're gone.